Let's talk with the Hillsborough High School principal, Terry Baszler, joins us today. Terry, can you believe the weather we're having? Outside of the wind that we had this weekend, and obviously it's led to some wildfires in the western part of North Dakota, which is not cool, obviously. But can you believe the weather outside of the wind and stuff that we had this weekend that we're experiencing here in October?
No, you know, I really can't, you know, and it's great. We've been able to continue to get the kids outside during lunch hour, and they're still in the front of the school throwing footballs around or bopping volleyballs around. A couple kids will jump on their bike and ride around a little bit on their bike, and, you know, it's been great to get them outside, and it kind of helps. You know, we've had some illnesses rolling through the building here, and I think just the ability to get the kids outside and, you know, let them get some fresh air really helps. And then on top of that, open the doors as they're walking out to get some air flowing through here, and which has really, really been good too. And it definitely, it actually shortens the school year, or the feeling of the school year for the kids. And you know, when you have weather like this, it keeps smiles on kids' faces. And hopefully that will continue next week, so when the kids have the 4-day weekend, they're able to get outside as well.
It might not have 80 degrees like we're planning on seeing Thursday, but nonetheless, yeah, you're right. We're going to talk about a few things. Let's hit on those. Got an early out and then no school schedule, but what's the early out schedule?
So the early out will be on Thursday on the 10th this week, and the students will be getting out of school, both junior or elementary and the building up here, the junior high school. They'll be getting out at 1:45, and then we have teacher professional development that day, and then you know, we'll get the kids out. It may hopefully get to enjoy some things. A bunch of them will definitely have to come back for some practices, but you know, it's going to be a nice day, so hopefully kids can take advantage, and especially those that aren't in sports, take advantage of that afternoon off. So that'll be fun for them, I hope.
There you go. Picture retakes, what's the schedule on that, Terry?
So the picture retake schedule is on Monday the 14th, so that's coming up here pretty quick in a few days. The kids will have to, if you're in a junior high school over here, you'll have to walk down to the elementary to get your picture taken, and that's where they're going to set up. When we have a normal picture day, they send two photographers for picture retake, just one photographer, and the picture retakes will start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and up here you just have to let Dana know that you're going to walk down to get picture retakes, and we'll send you on your way.
All right, got it. Okay, parent-teacher conferences.
1 week from today.
Okay.
So Tuesday the 15th, yes. Parent-teacher conferences, we're working on a sign-up, and I'll present that to the teachers on Thursday, the sign-up, make sure everything looks good for them, and get that out on Friday and give everybody a few days. You know, that's something new in the high school, junior high over here. We'll let parents kind of pick the times that they want to meet with teachers, and so, you know, sometimes we have teachers that have to see a lot of parents, and sometimes, you know, there's some teachers that really don't see a lot of people. So it's we'll see how this works. It's our first time, and if it's successful, we'll roll with it again, and if it's not successful, we'll mark it down to, hey, we tried that type of thing. But so on the 15th, 1 week from today, parent-teacher conferences starting at 3:45, and then we're usually run until about 8:30, 8:45, when the last people kind of venture out of the building.
We have, yeah, no school next week here, that short week, like you say, and certainly a great opportunity for everybody to enjoy and take advantage of this fall time, and it's that traditional week. Now, so students, staff, no school, what, Thursday, Friday next week?
Yeah, no school Thursday, Friday on the 17th and 18th. That's for everybody, and you know, hopefully everybody gets an opportunity. And, it doesn't sound like it's going to be too bad. Yeah, you're right, it's not going to be in the 80s, it doesn't look like, but, you know, it sounds and looking like we could probably be in the 60s anyways with some sunshine and stuff. So, you know, just an opportunity to recharge the batteries and get everything, you know, re-energized to, you know, with the students and the teachers both, and get to step away for a little while and then come back on the 21st. And if we were on a quarter system, Kevin, our quarter would actually end on the 16th, you know, so that's kind of at that point of the year where we're at, where we're almost, a quarter way through the school year here. So, you know, those 4 days are always nice. I know everybody looks forward to them in October, to take that little breather. And, you know, it's one of the longer stretches we do between days off from Labor Day to now, or to the, you know, next week when we have those 2 days off. So everybody is looking forward to it, and hopefully everybody can take advantage of it and enjoy it.
The is there anything that's, you know, because like in Minnesota, it's the Education Association, you know, conference, things like that. Is there something on the North Dakota side that that is available or that happens during that fall break as well?
Yeah, so North Dakota Center for Education Leadership, they put on a conference out in Bismarck, and then that's where administrators will head to on the 17th and 18th for that. They did tie it in with the North Dakota Teachers Association, so the teachers can attend the same conference if they choose to. So yeah, there's an opportunity on the 17th and 18th for professional development, as you know, if you choose to. As far as administrators, that's where we usually head. In the fall, we'll take off. John Spencer and I will take off on the 16th. John and Spencer have some mentorship stuff, and I'm on the North Dakota Center for Educational Leaders board, so I have board meetings on the Wednesday the 16th. So that's what we will be doing. And so yeah, opportunities for teachers if they wish to do the same.
Let's talk activities. This weekend, there is going to be East Region Cross Country. Of course, you got football and volleyball still rolling out as well here in October.
Yeah, you know, we got, yeah, like you said, the cross country. The kids have been running extremely well, and they will be heading to Cooperstown for the East Region meet. And definitely wish them a ton of luck and great efforts. And I know, you know, Claire Grindy has been running extremely well. Carolyn Anderson been running well. The Keldor sisters been running really well. You know, Kimber, you know, trying to get as many as I can here. Shay Z, she's, you know, they've been, those kids, Aslan, I guess, they've been all running extremely well on the girls' side of things. And I know they have high hopes in Cooperstown with, you know, hopefully have a first-place finisher in the girls as well as finish first place as a team. So wish them a ton of luck. And the boys are running extremely well. Also, and, you know, they have their eyes on that first place finish as well. So, you know, if Cooperstown is supposed to be nice weather. It's a great course over there as far as spectators are concerned. So, you know, people have opportunities to go watch these kids run. Cooperstown is a good place to do that for that meet. Girls, you know, they're rocking and rolling with volleyball right now. They have Park River tonight. They'll be headed up there. And then they play Cavalier on Thursday in Central Valley, and then they have a Carrington tournament. So their schedule is in full force, basically three games a week they're going with. And then boys, they have Lisbon on Friday. They will be traveling down there for a football game against Lisbon. So everybody's up and running. Cross country, you know, two meets left, and they're finished for the season. Football, you know, is winding down, and volleyball is kind of halfway through their season and really moving into the heart meat of their season.
Very good stuff. Terry, appreciate the time. As always, thanks for the update on our Hillsborough School News program. Let's talk again next week on the short week ahead.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we can have a good conversation on maybe what we're going to be doing on our short week.
Hey, that sounds good. We'll do that. Terry Baszler, high school principal at Hillsborough, joining us, Hillsborough School News on KRJB.